As we return to Acts chapter 27, verse 13 through 20, we find the Apostle Paul is aboard a grain ship that was supposed to be heading to Italy. The problem is they've been caught in what's called a euraculon, a typhoon-type wind, and there is much, much danger. So the crew has taken some steps to do everything they can to try to survive the storm. They've hauled the lifeboat aboard. They have taken ropes from one side of the ship to the other and secured them. It's called frapping. And then along with that, they have also let out what's called the sea anchor. And so it's being dragged behind the ship, trying to slow them down as the wind is driving them into these huge waves. This is really high drama. So let's look at verses 18 through 19. Luke records, "We took such a violent battering from the storm that the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. And on the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands." Well, if you're paying attention, you'll notice that Luke's narrative is slowly taking on a more and more desperate tone. We have gone from that gentle south breeze just off of Fair Haven to the blast of typhonic winds and waves far off the shoreline of Crete. Our first hint that this growing desperation is there takes place in verse 18 when Luke says, "We took such a violent battering from the storm." Well, the heavy grain ship is being battered by a typhoon, a hurricane-like storm. It's dark, and the ship is being tossed about by the storm. I can't imagine the level of anxiety and seasickness that the crew and its prisoners must be experiencing. So the captain decided to jettison some of the cargo. The Greek literally says they lightened the ship. But what else could Luke mean? The ship was a grain transport. The bulk of the weight would have been the grain aboard, most likely in barrels. Now, this just shows us the growing sense of desperation on the part of the captain or the owner of the ship. He is jettisoning his payday. He is sacrificing the source of his livelihood. But when it comes to saving his life and that of his crew and passengers, what choice does he really have? Now, they needed to keep some of the grain for ballast. Lightening the ship too much would just make things worse. So they decided to keep some of it, probably for their own food. They're still hoping that by some miracle they might make it to Rome with some of the cargo to sell. But even that is not going to be enough. The following day, it was necessary to employ even more drastic measures. Luke says they had to throw the spare gear overboard to increase their chances of survival. And once again, Dr. Luke uses the first person plural, writing, "We threw it out with our own hands." One Bible scholar suggested that Luke meant the main yard. He writes, "This was an immense spar, probably as long as the ship, which would require the united efforts of passengers and crews to launch it overboard." Another suggests that Luke is referring to the ship's tackle or equipment, as much as they could spare, because if they survived the storm, they would need some of the equipment. We'll see what happens next on Verse by Verse.